in a world where people try to do stuff they don't know how to do. One man, okay, two men, are standing by with the best advice on earth.
Ow.
Well, most of the time. Welcome to the all-around home improvement hour. Now here's Charles Thayer and the man they call the Polish Powerhouse.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the all-around home improvement hour right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We're back for 1 hour of home improvement radio, and we have a jam-packed schedule, lots of fun things to talk about. All things home improvement related right here on your favorite station. Let's get it going.
All around, we get it done, we do it right.
Hey, welcome Twin Cities News Talk listeners. It's February 15th, and I'm Charles Thayer, and some call me the Home Improvement Slayer. Thank you, Bree. Appreciate that. We're getting redialed into things here. Had some staff changes.
Shaking off the dust.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Bree on the ones and twos. And across the table from me, we have a guy that is very powerful in the exterior business. He represents all around. He does a lot of business every single year. Kyle, the home improvement killer Miller. You're just killing home improvement jobs.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Charles. It's great to be here again. I was expecting some awesome Slayer intro music, but
that's
all right.
We used to have, Britney Spears, come on for
Katy Perry, yeah, you know, Stan used to mix it up quite a bit, depending on his mood and my mood for the day.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit eccentric. I like a little bit of everything. I kind of do a little bit of everything for the company, so I guess that follows suit.
Yes. Noted. Noted.
Thanks, Bree.
So if you haven't caught the show before, this is the All Around Home Improvement Hour. And from noon to one every Saturday, we talk all things home improvement related. We, as a company, All Around, are an exterior general contractor specializing in roofing, siding, and windows for residential and commercial applications. So the show does tend to take a bit of an exterior feel. We like to talk about the exterior of homes and buildings. And today is no different. We have an expert panel with us. I'll go ahead and go around the table and introduce who's with us today. A guy that has been a good friend of the company for a long time, outstanding partner, and represents a ton of contractors around the metro, Mitch Turgeon with ABC Supply. Mitch, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. ABC, longtime partner of the show. Just a quick rundown of what you guys do for contractors, Mitch.
Well, we are the nation's largest supplier of exterior building products. Sell exclusively to contractors and builders, a distributor of all products exterior.
Awesome. And first-time guest of the show, to Mitch's right, is Tim Broms. Tim, am I saying that right? The last name?
You are correct.
What about the Tim part? Was that right?
That was close, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, it's just how it looks, so it's perfect. Pretty easy there. Tim, you are with CAI, and you are the chapter executive director of CAI. And just a quick snapshot, again, we'll get into more later in the segments, but what is CAI?
Well, first, to be clear, I'm going to make sure that people know CAI stands for Community Associations Institute. I'm not a covert operative with the CIA. This is actually CAI.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I first met him. Like, who is this guy? He's a little mysterious.
Yeah. Well, so it's great because we have a lot of show topics today. We're going to talk about cedar shakes, read the real stuff, the non-maintenance shakes options that you have for your roofs and your siding. We're going to talk multi-housing associations and service providers for various types of associations. That's what we have Tim in here for today and to help us learn more about CAI. And then also an update about All Around and the Home and Garden Show coming up. And actually, we'll just get into that right now. Kyle, did you know that All Around is the featured builder of the LP Smart Side portion of the Idea Home? It's a lot of different things there.
I didn't until now, actually. Thanks for letting me know.
At the Minneapolis Home and Garden
Show. But the buzz is, yeah, All Around is your featured builder for LP SmartSide. We're a master-level installer. That's a top-tier certification with the LP SmartSide products. And for the second year in a row, we have been selected to be their featured builder on the Idea Home. The Idea Home is fantastic. So if you're not a regular attender or you haven't been to the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show, I implore you to go. It's amazing. You can get a lot of free stuff, too. That $15 ticket will be paid for. But take a look at the Idea Home. There's some really cool siding products on there. And the Idea Home is kind of a modern idea of what exactly people are doing nowadays with trends and building products and technology to put a really cool home together. So not only will you get to see the featured LP SmartSide products, a few of them at least, because they have a bunch of them, but different lines of windows and interior finishes and features, landscaping, lighting, and different kinds of security and technology. It's a home, almost an entire home that they put together so that people can go and get ideas.
Yeah, the idea of the Idea Home is to get ideas and how to make the home so ideally smart. One thing I'm really looking forward to is the smart toilet, Kyle. The smart toilet in that home is unbelievable. It knows when you're going to go to the bathroom 15 minutes ahead of time, and it warms the seat up for you.
You're kidding, right? You push a button. I was just hoping for the little spray feature at the end.
You know, like nice.
Make the cleanup a little easier.
You know, there's so many things that are smart nowadays, and some of them have no business of being smart. I'll be honest with you. I bought last year an ice house, a portable wheelhouse, to go ice fishing with my family. And one of the features this thing has is a 9-button remote for the bathroom fan. I mean, the thing, you can put it on a timer. You can put a temperature sensor, you know, set it to a certain temperature. You could just do all
these. Flip on a switch.
All I want is a dang switch. All I want for the bathroom is to be able to go in there and hit the button when I want it. That's it. I have never learned or bothered to learn using that remote. That's my rant for the first segment. I just want you to
know. Technology can also be difficult to learn and be used against you.
So
be careful with that remote, Charles.
Moving back on the primary trail, you guys, the Idea Home, we're going to be there Saturday, and that's going to be the 28th. Is that right? Is that the last day of February, guys?
Yeah.
Help me out. Okay.
29.
Nope, 29. 29. Oh,
it's a leap year.
It is that year.
Uh-oh.
Jump for joy. It's a leap year. So we'll be there the 29th at noon, from noon to 1. It'll be the Polish Powerhouse and myself. Kyle, are you coming to that?
I don't think so.
Okay, whatever. No big deal.
I'll be there looking around, getting free stuff, getting ideas for my home.
We'll see, you know, see what it's like there. But we'll be at the Idea Home doing this show live. And there were a handful of callers and emailers a few weeks back. If you caught the show 3-4 weeks ago, we said it. If you email us and request some tickets, we will send you free tickets to the show. There were about 15 different emails that came in on that show specifically. So all of you listeners, if you were listening then and you sent an email with your address and name for free tickets, we have them already being mailed out to you. You probably already received them. So, you know, you're welcome for that.
Yeah, just leave your credit cards at home. It's easy to spend money there, too. We're going to talk about stretching the budget today, but the Home and Garden Show has so many cool stuff.
You know what I like is
so many cool things.
Yes, there are some really unique tradespeople there that get their full calendar of business from that show. That's the only advertising they do. They set aside maybe half a dozen to a dozen slots for projects they want to take on. But what does that really say about the market in the field right now? Contractors are in high demand. They're literally able, some of these outfits are able to pick and choose the projects that they feel are good for them, and that's going to be a good fit for their customer as well. So we'll talk more about that, though. The demand in this market right now, how to stretch your budget, Cedar Shakes, community associations.
So many exciting things going on.
It really is exciting.
I'm ready to party.
I can't wait to come back. Folks, we'll be right back right after this. All right, here we go. Lots of energy, ready for the second segment of the All Around Home Improvement Hour. We are back. Slayer Thayer here. And I got Kyle Miller across the table from me. I have Mitch Turgeon with ABC to the right. And we have Tim with CAI. Tim, first time on the radio ever?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Well, it's totally fine. Just pretend like there's not 10,000 people listening right now live, and that red light is not intimidating at all.
What red light?
Yeah.
I see no red light.
Exactly. Tim is... he runs a program called CAI, and Kyle, why don't you lead the introduction and then go ahead and get Tim started?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll let Tim explain more about what CAI is, but it's a national organization. Tim leads the Minnesota chapter. All Around has been a member of CAI for just over a year, but the benefit to All Around is we are able to network with property managers who are a good referral source and different homeowner leaders that are involved on the board of their association. So if you live in a multifamily setting, whether it's a detached single family home, an apartment condo, or townhome complex, you're part of an association. That association has a board that makes decisions for that association. CAI is a key organization for providing services to network and provide business partners for a community association so that they can be a well-rounded, fiscally responsible board and provide good service to their people. And Tim, bringing you in, can you tell us a little bit more of the benefit if you're a homeowner and you live in a townhome, and let's say you're serving on the board, or you're thinking about serving on the board, how joining or attending a CAI event would benefit you?
Sure. Thanks, Kyle. So CAI is a national organization with over 40,000 members nationwide. Minnesota, we have about 750 members, which is up over 20% in the last year. So we've had a great couple of years. We are a nonprofit, and as Kyle said, I'm the executive director of the CAI Minnesota chapter. And my job is to provide networking opportunities for the different types of our members. And members can be homeowners, homeowner leaders, board members, etc., business partners like All Around is, and managers and management companies. So again, my responsibility is to bring all of those groups together. If you live in an association, if you're on the board and you need a contractor, whether it's a roofing contractor, siding, lawyer, painter, insurance, all of those types of business partners would be members of CAI and are members of CAI.
And they need the associations too. Kind of everybody needs everybody, and it's a great place for them to meet and establish something.
Everybody needs each other. It's a big love triangle. Everybody just needs one another.
It's a threesome, a trifecta. Oh.
Getting Kyle really excited. Right. Let's bring it back to earth.
So, Tim, you have an event that's coming up where homeowners can attend for free, right? It's the annual trade show.
So super excited about this. We have it. We call it our expo. We do it once a year in February. It happens to be next Friday, February 21st. And for the first time ever, we are asking and allowing board members of homeowner associations to attend for free. It's a full day event. It starts at 8:00 in the morning. We shouldn't go without food. We serve breakfast. Then there's 3 hours of education all morning long. We are bringing in a national keynote speaker, as we always do. Great guy. His name is Matt Jones. He's a 3-time cancer survivor and has run marathons on every continent in the world. Super guy coming for our keynote. And then all afternoon, we have our expo. We've got 81 exhibitors. All Around is one of our exhibitors and one of our sponsors, which we truly appreciate. So 3 hours of that, including lunch and an open bar.
Well, I was going to say the keynote speaker, the breakfast, and the lunch. The return on investment is huge here. You get in for free, you get breakfast, lunch, and a keynote speaker. I mean, to heck with meeting a roofing contractor.
Yeah, I mean even if you've ever just thought about being in an association one time in your life, I mean, that's...
So most of our sponsors, and I don't know if All Around's going to do this. I'm assuming you guys are. Most of them have raffles, so you can also win raffle prizes.
You can come out of there a real winner.
You can.
How would somebody register for that? If they're a homeowner, they want to go and, you know... So
our web address is www.cai-mn.com. You can go online and register, or you can email me directly, and I will be happy to register you. My email address is ced at cai-mn.com.
Yeah, it just seems like really a hub for all things association related. And so to kind of bring it home for some of the listeners, you may live right now in a single family residence. It might be your own dwelling, right? But you're within an association. A lot of decisions are made for you that, and that's why you bought that home.
We're seeing a lot of those, like a lot of your new construction neighborhoods that are your national builders. They're still part of an association that provides snow removal, lawn care. They set a visual aesthetic standards covenants for the neighborhoods. Yep. Yeah. They still have a board that makes decisions. And that would still be a good opportunity to attend a CI event and find great qualified vendors to service your board your association.
And this, to me, seems like the organization that just brings all of those options and businesses together in a convenient place where, you know, you can find all the things you need. And if you've ever wanted to have influence in your association, in your community, this is a good way to do it and to suggest to your homeowners association or property management company to look into this, because this brings a lot of solutions that maybe they would just have a harder time finding.
We are the only organization in Minnesota that specializes in condo, townhome, single family home associations. And that's all we do nationally and in Minnesota. That is our sole focus.
So what's the difference, maybe you know, maybe you don't, between CAI and an organization like MHA,
Multi-Housing Association? Did you really just ask me that question?
Yeah, I want to know for our listeners.
So, well, the letters in the alphabet are different, first of all.
Yeah, you know, that's about all I know.
Okay.
So let's go back to kindergarten.
Okay.
MHA is a great organization. It's an organization that I was involved in a number of years ago. By the way, for the listeners, MHA stands for the Minnesota Multi-Housing Association. That organization primarily focuses on the rental industry.
Okay.
They have a small division within MHA that deals with condos and townhomes, but it's probably less than 5% of their business model.
Totally makes sense.
We are 100% association related.
For owned properties instead of rental properties.
So can we go, let's go to first grade now, because I'm just learning as we go here. If you're a contractor listening to this show, let's say you're a landscaper, a paving company, what's the easiest way for them to explore CAI? Maybe they don't jump in with membership right away. How do they go about that?
Again, call me. Part of my job is to obviously encourage membership, because we're a membership based. But I have a lot of flexibility. I often, if you're listening now and you've not been involved in CAI before and you'd like to check out the expo, I'm happy to give you a complimentary ticket. We've got events throughout the year. So at any point, if you're interested and want to come to an event, I'm happy to get you there.
So I'm going to throw you a little curveball, Tim, because that's what I do. Kind of my journalistic background, you know, just brings it out.
Third grade material.
Here we go. Here we're ready for third. What sort of vetting process? I mean, do you guys just accept any old contractor or service provider or a management company, or is there a vetting process, or is there a disciplinary process if somebody's not performing and there's just too many complaints being handed down?
So I'm going to start with the idea that this was a curveball and we're in third grade.
Yes, please.
Because in Little League, I broke my nose playing Little League because a ball came at me and I wasn't coordinated enough to catch it. So,
and it hasn't looked better since.
That was almost the end of my baseball career. But thanks for that curveball. What was the question?
He asked about vetting your service providers.
So our membership actually goes through our national organization, and through the process of becoming a member, there is a code of ethics that you need to agree to. So that's your standard. It's not something that on the local level we actually do any vetting. That all goes through a national organization.
I think that goes back to, if you're in business just for yourself and you're only in there to just make a quick buck and you don't really care about the people that you're servicing, those people weed themselves out. The thing about CAI, from any level, whether you're a homeowner board member or you're a roofing contractor or a property manager, is that you're going to get out what you put in. If you're not attending the events, if you're not doing the networking, If you go to the event and you just want to hide in the corner and be weird, you're not going to get the return on investment. That goes back to just doing good, honest business.
The Cheetos are good, man. The corner's a great spot to enjoy them.
I'm also going to add that this is a fairly small community in the Twin Cities, and if you're one of our business partners and you do something bad within an association, you act unethically, whatever, that is going to get around between the management companies and so on. You're going to mess it up for yourself.
So don't cheat. Be a good person.
Be a good person. So you have the event coming up. What other types of things do you do throughout the year to get people together, to get all of the service providers and management companies together to know about each other?
Sure. Thanks for asking that, Charles. So our major events throughout the year are the expo. We do a golf tournament. Who doesn't do a golf tournament? We do a golf tournament every year, which sells out early. Mm-hmm. So come early and stay for a long time. And I'll say at the golf tournament, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I keep you well fed and well networked.
It was done very, very well. We were very, very happy.
Last year was fun.
Not with our golf, but with everything else.
That I can't help with.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Actually, they're bringing in the pro this year?
So new this year, we've hired a pro that is going to be at a hole for the whole day. And as the foursomes come around.
Well, I can only be there for 3/4 of the day. We talked about that. So, I mean, I'm going to work it in. I'm going to do the best I can. Okay. Tim, but no, I'm just kidding. So how long is he going to be there?
He's going to be there all day. He's going to be there all day and he'll help you. He will even take your shot for you.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, the other events that we have, we do education almost every month that are 2 hours. They're lunch and learns, we call them. We do social happy hours that are pure 100% networking. We do another summer program, which is the last couple of years been at a brewery.
Mm-hmm. The casino night,
which is a super fun night. I can't divulge we're doing a new event this year in the fall, and I can't divulge what it is. It's a secret.
Oh, come on. Spill the beans, Tim.
You might have to become a member to find out.
Right. Mm-hmm. But one thing, too, is if you're a property manager and you need CE credits, you can get those at some of the CAI events, correct?
All of our education events are accredited through CAI. Some of them are accredited through the Department of Commerce. All of them are accredited through CAI.
Okay, so the Department of Commerce, that's a government deal, right? So we're talking like maybe 8th grade education.
Yeah, we're getting up there. By the end of the show, we might graduate high school.
All right.
I swear. Listen, we are up against the halftime break. We're going to get a word from our sponsors, also a Fox News update. And when we come back, we're going to shake things up a little bit, talk exterior products with Mitch Turgeon of ABC Supply, and also let you know how you can get involved with CAI. We'll be right back.
FM.
Welcome back, Twin Cities News Talk listeners. This is the All Around Home Improvement Hour. We're back for the second half. Just want to throw it out there. If you want to call and participate, anything home improvement related, give us a call, 1-800-854-1978. Again, 800-854-1978. You can also email us, homeimprovementhour@allaround.com. Homeimprovementhour@allaround.com. Before the break, having a great conversation with Tim Brahms with CAI. And Tim, off air, you had some final thoughts for the listeners.
So I was just mentioning during our break that if homeowners are upset about something, and they often are because there's a lot of crazy out there, for some reason they call the Attorney General's office, mm-hmm. and I don't know why. I don't know what they think the Attorney General is going to do for them.
Yeah.
But interestingly, CAI is the resource on the Attorney General websites. On the Attorney General's website. So anybody that calls the Attorney General, they tell them or forward them to their website.
Oh, you guys are cool with Keith?
Sure.
All right. Isn't that Keith Ellison?
It is. Okay, it is. Right. So I get those phone calls, and it's interesting because it always starts out with, "Hi, I got your number from the Attorney General," and I sit down because I know this is going to be a long conversation.
So what would happen then if somebody had a complaint? What direction would you take it if it was legitimate?
Somebody say that, like,
cash and ran, or they didn't complete the work.
The window cleaner was doing some things he shouldn't have been doing when he was cleaning the windows.
Sure. So the first thing that I say, and I say this often, I am not an attorney. I am not giving out legal advice. I have to say that.
Good answer.
In addition to that, the call that I'm on is not, there's no confidentiality. So whatever you're telling me, I can potentially tell somebody else. They need to know that as well. But what I generally do 95% of the time is I will send the caller to our website because they can find the resources that they need. Whether it's an attorney, right, whatever it is that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. What I almost across the board will say is, have you talked to the person that you're really upset
exactly,
about?
Exactly, right. Yeah, a lot of times, I'd say 80% of the times, everything can be worked out through cordial conversations, you know? And when that doesn't work, my disclaimer is, I'm not a competent person, so anything I'm about to tell you, don't listen to. That's my version.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Tim, for contractors, service providers, anybody in the world of multi-housing and associations, right?
Yes.
How can they get plugged in to CAI? What's the best way to find you guys?
So either call or email me or go online. Again, our web address is www.cai-mn.com. My phone number, CAI's phone number, which comes to me, is 612-504-0567. I'm happy to grab coffee. I'm happy to have a conversation and just talk about CAI and how it could benefit you.
Well, thank you for being so welcoming to Kyle. Not everybody is. And so we just appreciate how you've treated him. You've been great.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a little rough to, you know, but it's okay. It's all good.
What's that phone number one more time?
612-504-0567.
All right. Awesome. Can you hang out with us for the rest of the show?
Be happy to.
All right. Perfect. This is the All Around Home Improvement Hour, folks. If you haven't caught this show in the past, every weekend on Saturday from noon to one, we talk all things home improvement related, and we all around are your premier exterior contractor around the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. So we'd love for you to check us out, learn more. You can go online at allaround.com. You can also find on there all of our preferred partners, trusted affiliates, and companies that we do business with on a daily basis that are also a part of this show. So you'll catch them every once in a while on the show. And that leads me to introduce our next preferred partner, who's been with us really quiet the whole time, but just taking it all in, right? Riveting stuff, right?
Yeah, like a sponge.
Skip through emails and Snapchat and Tinder over there and whatever
else. Tinder? Yeah. Is that the one where you meet people?
Swipe left, goodness. You know?
Okay, well, hopefully he's swiping.
We don't have to do that anymore.
No, good. Good for you. Mitch with ABC Supply. Mitch, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, so today, you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to shake things up a bit.
Let's shake it up.
And we're going to talk about
shakes.
Shakes of all kinds. You're probably thinking that I'm referring to the wood variety, and there is that. And actually, we just went to the Cedar Shake educational seminar that was put on. Who put that on, by the way? I know you guys did.
ABC brought in
the Cedar Bureau.
Cedar Shake and Shingle Bureau.
There's like a Cedar Shake and Shingle Bureau, Kyle. It's like the FBI, but it's the CSI.
CIA. Why don't we let Mitch explain what the Cedar Bureau is?
I didn't want to go into that. I'm just saying everybody thinks wood shakes, right? Automatically wood shakes. Yeah, they are beautiful. They're great. They have their time and application. If you must have them, great, perfect. But there is so much more in the shake world for us to shake it up. Let's talk about that. Maintenance free.
Yeah, yeah. So when I reached out to you and said, let's talk about shakes. And then today you talked about like Cedar Shakes and roofing. I was like, oh my gosh, for someone that sells a ton of roofing, I'm talking about Cedar Shakes for sidewall. And it didn't even hit me that it's a roofing application for the product as well.
Yeah.
So, in the world of shakes, cedar historically has been the go-to, product for shakes. You see a ton of it on roofs. That market has kind of dwindled as new products in asphalt and composites and steel have taken over that look and given extended warranties.
But if a homeowner wants that cedar shake look, but they don't want to deal with the maintenance and the long-term decomposition of that wood material, what are some options?
Well, in the world of roofing, you've got...
They want the real wood shake.
They want the real wood shake.
Look.
And what are their options?
Yeah, like wood cedar, shakes. Da Vinci.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I'm going. Like, okay, yeah. I want my roof to look like cedar shakes.
So he tossed you a lob.
Yeah.
You swung and missed the first one. Here we go. It's coming again, Mick.
So, yeah, in the world of roofing, you got your real cedar shakes. You've got products like Da Vinci. A whole slew of these composite products.
Yeah, stone-coated steel. Aeroline, Edco.
You got a local manufacturer, Edco Aeroline, that does a painted steel and shake and slate look. You've got stone-coated products from, like, Boral. There's just a wide, wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of depends on what you're looking for. I say go online, right, and start searching and playing around with what's available out there, because today the options are endless.
Yeah, I can sum up that for you pretty quickly. If you gotta have cedar, you're just spending money to spend money. You're gonna do long-term upkeep. If you have to have real cedar, you're just doing it because you have to have it. It's not the most budget-friendly or best return on investment type of material to use. So
really expensive to insure.
Yes. And so people are looking for these other solutions, which look amazing. They are expensive, but they don't come with the upkeep. But besides having it on the slopes of your roof, people are putting shake everywhere on the elevations of their home.
Yeah. So a lot of sidewall application for shakes. I'm sure most homeowners are familiar with what a shake looks like on a sidewall, but there are a whole different product compositions, different types of shakes from different manufacturers go on the sidewall. So I just kind of want to run down a few items.
Run it, baby.
And kind of where they fit in. So, like, in our world, vinyl siding shakes are very popular. We handle a product called Norandex Home Accents. That's a vinyl shake. And that's going to be, like, your entry level.
Can I give you, everybody listening, a big misconception myth that's out there about vinyl shakes?
Yeah.
Well, we just throw some vinyl shakes up there, right? Do this and lap down here and then throw some vinyl shakes up there. That shouldn't cost anything more, right? That's not anymore. Unfortunately, yes, it is vinyl, but unfortunately, those vinyl shakes are still spendy to put up. So it is an upgrade. It's a considerable upgrade. And I just want to hit you with it first and not have you run into that surprise later down the road.
It's totally worth it, though. It's still relative to some of the other products, your staggered shakes from LP SmartSide and your steel shakes. If you're doing a vinyl project, you can somehow in that budget find another 10 to 15 to 20%, another $1,000 to $2,000. Those vinyl shakes are worth that investment to get the curb appeal you want instead of just blah.
Totally,
the same color on the whole wall.
I agree. I just find too many people that seem to think that it's not going to add really anything to the budget. It's just going to be, well, we just want that in vinyl down here and that in vinyl up there. So just change it to the shake profile. It is an upgrade, so you should expect to spend more for that one particular portion of your home, maybe even 2 to 3 times more for that square per square footage on that section that you want to add the shakes.
Oh yeah, I'd say three times. Yeah, that's probably a good spot.
So what other shake options on the wall are you going to talk about after the break, Mitch?
Well, I got about 5 more.
Okay, 5 more. Okay, we have 5 more shake options to shake it up for you right here when we come back, and probably a word from Ryan O'Neill from the Minnesota Real Estate Team, and we're going to go ahead and remind you about the Home and Garden Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. All that when we come back right here on the All Around Home Improvement Hour.
Makes it feel like summertime.
Oh, man, I can't wait. This one has been... I'm just over it. You know, I'm over it. But no one cares about that. Let's go to Ryan O'Neill.
Let's get those warm vibes.
Let's get the warm vibes from our friend Ryan O'Neill from the Minnesota Real Estate Team. He is the leader of that team. He's also a licensed real estate agent with RE/MAX Advantage Plus, our good friend Ryan O'Neill. Ryan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Awesome show. Really enjoy all the great content today. It is February 15th. And for those looking to buy and sell a house or a property in the Twin Cities, there's a new policy that came out that's called Clear Cooperation. It's sponsored by the National Association of Realtors came out with this policy that basically says for any agent or broker that's publicly advertising a property that's a member of the MLS when they're publicly advertising it, say on a particular website or somewhere, within one business day, they have to put that property onto NorthStar MLS. What that allows, what happens with that then is the property is exposed to all brokers, all companies, all consumers looking to buy properties. So it's a big change that's coming about as of March 1st. Be sure that you're working with a top agent, that he or she can help you through the process. But again, the National Association of Realtors came out with this policy essentially trying to get agents, companies, brokers to cooperate more so by putting the listings out for all of the public to see in one central spot.
Ryan, just one question for you before we wrap it up, and I appreciate all that information for our listeners. But is it Realtor or Realtor?
Either way, you hear it.
No, no, it is.
Be honest. Come on. Honest. Realtor.
Ryan is so nice. He doesn't want to tell anybody that they're wrong. I said it wrong. I said it wrong for so many years.
I would say more people say Realtor.
Yes.
Realtor.
Because
Realtor. E-R, not Realtor.
Realtor.
Or Realtor.
Right.
But Realtor.
I would say
probably the most commonly used. But seriously, I don't. It's a good question. I don't think there's a right or wrong way. I hear it's said eight different ways.
He is so nice. He just can't. Ryan, you can't tell anyone they're wrong. Listen, the most uncommonly way it's said is Realtor. They're not. They don't. They're
That's
not
the most offensive way.
Yeah. Right. And they're not a Realtor. They're not Relators. They're Realtors. And Ryan is one of the best out there, buddy. Thanks for clearing that up for us. We really appreciate it.
Keep it real, Ryan.
Hey. I am here to be of service.
All right. We're going to, Brian, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great weekend. Gotta love him. We're going to go to Mark on the phone from Plymouth, my hometown. Are you in the Wayzata School District, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Yeah, great. Out of Wayzata School District?
Yes, indeed.
Go Trojans. All right, Mark, how can we help you, Cedar Shakes?
Well, we've got a lovely home on Medicine Lake here in Plymouth, and we've had Cedar Shake siding for the whole, 20-plus years we've lived here. And my question is, what is your recommendation on how often to revitalize it, to bring it back to normal? Because at one point we went a long time, and that was a mistake because it took a lot of time, cost a lot of money to strip off all the old junk and then reapply, in our case, a clear oil. So I'm just wondering if you have a recommended time period for how often a person should be reapplying oil or
hey,
or,
Mark, or this other, is Kyle here.
Treatment.
See, yeah, I think we understand your question. Thanks so much for calling and asking. There are a lot of variables there. Cedar Shakes come in a wide range of thicknesses, profiles. If you put a latex paint on it, that's going to affect the ability to strip and refinish versus an oil-based penetrating product. So there's a lot of variables to really properly answer that question. In general, if you're doing it the right way and you're putting a penetrating product on there, such as an oil-based stain, you're going to want to go no more than 10 years before you refinish it. And more importantly, because every home is different, there are areas that are more heavily shaded, that get more humidity. Some walls sweat more than others. I would say, to be a good homeowner, you just really have to keep an eye on your house and do the maintenance as it's identified and as it comes up, and be proactive about it more than anything. But I would say no more than 10 years, but realistically, you should be doing some sort of maintenance to that siding every 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, and I just want to throw, honestly, it's not a plug. It's a great resource for one of our preferred it is one of our preferred partners, Roof to Deck. Mike Hilborn is a genius when it comes to the science behind refinishing wood. Shakes are going to act a lot different than planks on a deck. Shakes are a lot more porous, and they should be able to breathe. And that's one of the reasons why they are a great exterior product, because they do breathe. If you clear, you know, put an application on them that seals up that ability to breathe, you're changing the life expectancy of that product. So I just want to throw out there, roof to deck, even if you're not calling to hire them, Mike, he's such a great guy. He would just talk to you about it. That's roof to deck. That's roof to deck. Good friend of ours, partner. We are on the home stretch, the final segment, and it has been fun. We've had a jam-packed show. You had five more, Mitch. I don't know if we can get through five, but other cedar options. Yeah, and I forgot about that gentleman, Mark. Mark, by the way, you're a citizen of this friggin' show, okay? The All Around Home Improvement Hour. Thank you so much. Sorry about that. Forgot you were even on the phone. So into myself.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch, what are the other maintenance-free or low-maintenance options rather than actually going with cedar shake on the wall?
Yeah, so sidewall options. In our world of Narandex polymer, there's a polymer injected shake called Rustic Hill. It gives you a deeper, thicker look. It pairs well with any siding that you're doing, anything horizontal, if you're looking at LP, Hardy, or even vinyl. And then there's a product called Grain. It gives you that real authentic stained cedar look. Six colors that are super popular around the country. And there's a white and red cedar look too. So it isn't just a blanket. It depends, a blanket look. It depends on if you want a white or red cedar look.
I just want to go to Tim here from CAI, because, you know, he's not in the building material business like we are, kind of an outsider. But can you believe how we geek out over these small differences in products and just all this detail that we're talking about? I mean, yeah, what do you think about this?
Well, to be fair, I sort of dozed there. A bit. No, good for you guys. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
The fellow that just called it dawned, something popped into my head. Does All Around offer inspection services for homeowners associations to look at roofs to say, this is what we think, you know, because that's something that associations are always looking for. They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, you're probably familiar with the new legislation, the laws that require associations to have an annual property maintenance inspection done.
Sure. Yeah,
and they have to have an annual property maintenance plan. So that is one of All Around services. We do inspect the roofs. We put together full detailed reports for associations, and we can also put together estimates for the budgetary items that the associations need in order to be able to save for that project that might need to get done in the future. So absolutely.
Great. Tim. Good to know.
Yeah. Because when we do the project, once it does need to get done, we geek out over these materials. And honestly, there's a lot of differences in them. Some of them get us really excited, like that Grain product that you were talking about. I mean, when I see that, that is as close to a real shake, plank, whatever you want to call it, as it gets without any of the maintenance. It's just awesome.
Low maintenance. I mean, you have to clean it. Everything's low maintenance.
You know what I mean,
they
Kyle.
Look realistic. They are really, it's insane how crazy, how far the building materials have come nowadays to replicate in an authentic way the real wood.
Well, you should see very soon here in this market, we're going to see siding that has digitally printed wood grain. So you're going to have siding going through a printer printing wood grain on it.
Hold on. Who is that? I just heard about that coming out. I just saw that somewhere.
Sounds expensive.
You can't say it.
It will be expensive.
You can't say who it is.
Well, no, it's by Diamond Coat.
Oh, that's right.
It's by Diamond Coat. So you'll see a digitally printed wood grain on siding. I mean, like this stuff is
redwood, your fir, your cedar.
Yeah, they're going to print color on too. Like there's a printing machine.
All that has to happen for the next best thing to come out is for me to buy the last best thing. Soon as I do that, new, better, bigger, awesome things come out that I should have waited for.
Change is inevitable.
Yeah, I know. Okay, you guys, home stretch, final minute here, Home Improvement Hour. Mitch,